Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share relevant teaching with you. As soon as I get over my technical difficulties, we'll have Minister Hope Pettis with us. Good morning, Minister Pettis.
I guess the technical difficulties is over with.
The technical difficulties are over with. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for this week and another opportunity to share relevant teaching. This week, evangelists will be sharing from the topic, exfoliation is necessary. So, evangelist, if you would open us up in prayer and move forward, amen. We'll be good. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this word this morning, for showing us that if we truly and honestly exfoliate our spirit and allow you to come in, that we shall become new like you have created and purposed us to be. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Wow, okay. Before you were saying we were experiencing technical difficulties, I was kind of tripping because God was showing me something else that he revealed yesterday about during the trip Victoria and I took yesterday. And I'll share a little bit about that later. Yeah, the Lord is saying exfoliation is necessary. So I'm like, okay, well let's follow up on what exfoliation is. Exfoliation is the removal of the oldest dead skin cells on the skin's outermost surface. By exfoliating our skin, we maintain healthy skin. And we know that just by learning in science that our skin renews itself about every 30 days. And we use tools and things to exfoliate our skin to keep it healthy. We dry brush, we use loofahs, we use facial scrubs and chemical peels and all this other kind of stuff. But the Lord is asking, what have you removed from yourself to allow him to replace with something new? He says, exfoliation is necessary. To exfoliate, we shed. We rid ourselves of something that is unwanted or not needing. So once again, the Lord is saying, what have you removed from yourself to allow me to pour something new in? If we look at 2 Corinthians 5:17, the word says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Lord says exfoliation is necessary. When have we rid our old self and embraced the new self? When have we rid ourselves of old stuff and renewed ourselves with the word and the knowledge of God? Exfoliation is necessary. So today we're going to learn, why are we not exfoliating? What do we need to exfoliate? And what are we doing in the process? What are we doing to get to that level of becoming new?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go back and look at the first question. What are we doing or what are we not doing? What's the hindrance in allowing us to exfoliate? What's getting in the way?
Yeah. Well, flesh.
Flesh?
He took me to
flesh.
Fasting. Yes. He said, I just wrote down these questions he was asking me. He said, when have we starved the flesh and fed the spirit with the word of God and prayed for revelation? He said, when have we fasted?
When have we? But let's go back before we even get to that. You said our flesh is the thing that's causing us. That's the thing that's hindering the changes to take place in our lives. But what makes us so comfortable in our flesh stuff that we don't want to change?
I was just getting ready to say, we are very comfortable in that.
We're comfortable in our flesh. We're comfortable in our sin. We're comfortable
exactly
in those things that only require accountability to self and not accountability to Him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, that's terrible. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they said, you know, what you're dealing with right now is to be expected.
Wow.
When our, you know, you have children turning against their parents, you have all this chaos and things that are taking place in the earth right now, these are many of the things that Revelation speaks of in the last days. So, you know, often we think it's strange, but it's apparent to me and with the spirit that works within me as the Lord is revealing about the necessity of exfoliation. There's also a necessity of changing of the mindset. The word tells us, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But when our mindset is focused on a Burger King mentality, which says, I can have it my way, I can do it
my way,
versus doing the things that God is requiring of us, then that's going to be the thing that keeps us from going to the shop and getting the mani-pedi special.
Right.
And I just said that because you know how we do. We go to the shop and get our manicure and our pedicure. It's summertime. Ladies, you know how you want your feet looking. Your man know how he wants your feet to feel when you're in the bed. Your husband, I'm not going to say your man, your husband, because that's the only man you should be in bed with. Amen. So those things that place, that cause us to hold on to that gunk that's on us, is first because our minds have not been renewed. I think secondly, we need to understand that our body is the temple. Our body is the temple. The word says that we are the church. We go to a place and we fellowship. Because the word tells us to forsake not the fellowship one with another, but we have to recognize that we as individuals are the church, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us, that empowers us, that teaches us, that trains us, that speaks to us, that comforts us, that it resides on the inside of us when we are saved and renewed. So then I have to go back to the question, because those were some good questions. What is it that's hindering us? You have to ask yourself first and foremost, am I saved? Folks say, really saved? No, there is no really saved. Am I saved? Because if I'm saved, then the stuff that I used to do, I desire not to do anymore. If I'm saved,
amen,
then I'm living Christ-like. I'm living a life that's purposeful according to God's intent for my life. If I'm saved, I understand the power of his redemptive blood and how it washed my sins white as snow. If I'm saved, then I don't mind being corrected by the Father because he chastens those that he loves. If I'm saved, I won't mind the cutting away of the foolishness that I've been living in order for God to be glorified in what I'm doing right now. So when you go back and you look at your questions again, put them out there one more time, Evangelist. What are the questions that God posed?
Oh, what have you rid of your old self so that he can pour in to the new self?
What have you rid?
What have you done?
What do you feel like you've rid, Evangelist? What have you rid so that God can can you human be glorified through you? You know yourself. What have you read?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I know myself because I have realized recently that I would be quick. I'd be quick to say some things and do some things. Instead of listening to what God will have me speak. You know, hope
mm-hmm.
might say, I'm even trying to put it politely on air, who are you? Yeah, come out, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Instead of saying, you know, God wants us to do this. You know what I'm saying? I want to go back on that rid of our, when we talk about rid of ourselves. He's like, okay, you can be a runner. You can be this, you can be the mom or grandma that likes to jog, a couple of miles a day a week. You know, it's a pleasurable thing. It's to do a low maintenance. I call it low maintenance on your body. But when you want to become an Olympian, there are things you get. You are so disciplined. You are focused.
Uh-huh.
On this goal, there are things that you just eliminate. You know, the mom who may want to, she might have that chocolate cake. Olympian's not going to have any part of it. Nothing. It's nothing is going to contaminate their body because they had this goal that they're focused on. And the thing is that, we were talking about being comfortable in our sin. We haven't trained ourselves to lean on God for comfort, and we don't depend on God. We depend on ourselves. So therefore, we haven't exfoliated our comfort things, the things that are pleasurable and make us feel good. I think about, we were talking about, now yesterday I scheduled this tour. Forgive me if you hear Victoria snoring in the background. She's getting real loud now. We had to take a ferry to an island, and they tell us, to prepare, you bring water because there's nothing on this island, nothing but the wild horses and wildlife. That's it. And so our tour guide, we walked about an hour and a half. For those who don't know, Victoria's 5. So for an hour and a half in no shade, we walked sand dunes, beach through the mud, trekking these horses. And I watched her. She listened, and she actually left me and walked up to the tour guide and was asking him questions. And Victoria never asked for water, nothing. She never asked to go to the restroom. She never asked for anything to eat. This is a 5-year-old. And God was like, look at her thirst for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
She deprived
mm-hmm.
herself of what physically, what we thought, we would, what we prepared for that we would need.
Mm-hmm.
But she deprived herself of it, and she pressed herself for the knowledge. When was the last time we pressed ourselves and got rid of old things and really pressed ourselves to God? When have we let go of stuff and say, I really don't need this? When was our, oh my God, when was our thirst? When were we thirsty for God? When do we really have our mind renewed and constantly thinking upon Him?
Hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
And then we go into, well, I pray. Oh my gosh. Well, I pray, and I read the Word, and I fast. Okay. You pray. You read the Word and you fast. I wrote down Mark 9, verses 14 through 29, and I'm going to paraphrase. The disciples could not cast out a spirit, and Jesus did it. And the key verse is 29. This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Obviously, what you can't have manifest, obviously something, there's an issue with your prayer and fasting. Why? You haven't exfoliated. Is your fasting an act? Is your prayers and your fasting, are you just mimicking? Are you just speaking words to please and to appease somebody else's ears? Well, I do this. Well, ain't nothing. There's no breakthrough. Why is there no breakthrough? Because there's an issue with your prayer and your fasting. You haven't exfoliated. We're coming right back to the mask. We put on masks. We go to the spot. We put on masks to do a deep cleansing and to lift off. Well, some of us ain't taking off the mask. We truly haven't exfoliated. What is your intention on fasting? What's the true breakthrough that you need? Because a lot of stuff we go to God for is stuff that we messed up and can correct really on our own. You know, it's like saying, okay, well, I took the left and the right. Let me turn the car around and go back, you know, correct direction. I don't need to God say and tell me, Hope, you need to stop and go back. I just know, okay, I made the wrong turn. I need to turn around. But for a breakthrough, I mean a serious breakthrough, a serious prayer involving fasting, what are the intentions of that? What do you fast for? What do you fast for? What are we fasting for? Fasting for? Excuse me. What are, quote-unquote, the church fasting for? Esther prayed to save her people. And the thing that this is what amazed, okay, I'm just going to read it. Esther 4, 15 through 16. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. She had, her purpose was to save. Okay, so she's asking for divine protection. Okay? She asked a specific group to pray and fast for her. You and I talked about this the other day. You can't ask everybody to touch and agree with you on prayer because you don't know what they will be. You don't know what's in their mind. A perfect example, a friend of mine, we're praying. She said, can you pray for this woman who has a cancerous tumor that there is no known cure? Okay. She and I are praying for a miracle, which is what the patient wanted. She was expecting a miracle from God. But the lady who asked us to pray for the woman was praying for peace for when the girl died, that she died peacefully. We can't touch and agree with that. Who are you calling to fast and to pray with you?
That's right.
Because I don't call everybody up anymore and ask them to pray. And when people say, and pray for me, I'd be like, because it's like just water running off a piece of glass that's been oiled down. It just runs off. It has no penetration to God's heart. Oh, my gosh. Because you haven't exfoliated.
Jesus. And I go back to, you know, when I was talking about how we go to the shop to get that manicure and pedicure. And we have callers this morning. If you have something to share or question, press one and we'll let you in live. When it comes to, you know, the pedicure, you know, there is a soaking before they begin to get the dead skin off of your feet and even with your hands. There's a period of soaking that you do before they begin to work. So as it when you go to get your pedicure, you put your foot in that foot bath and it sits for a while. They don't just go through it and begin to scrape away. They process it.
It's a process.
They process it before they begin to start shedding away that dead skin on your feet. As it is with us spiritually, there is a process that we go through with God. And in that time of fasting and prayer, when we're denying our flesh, see, some people say, yes, I'm fasting. And you say, well, what you fasting? And they say, oh, well, I ain't eating chocolate. Well, that ain't a fast, baby. That means you just
have not
chocolate out your diet. Come on now.
I wrote down chocolate.
Deny your flesh.
Yes.
You're denying your flesh.
Yes.
You're not making a modification of your diet. You're denying your flesh. to bring your spirit man under subjection so that you be in alignment with the purpose of God. Some people say when they fasted, they just modifying their diet to make it sound good. Well, you know on medication. That's a big excuse. I'm on medication. And, you know, the medication says I got to take it with food. So, you know, I can't really fast. For real. You going to stick with it? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Because the last time I checked the word, it said that he was my healer. Not my medication. Thank God for it. But he is ultimately my healer.
There you go. So their comfort is in medication and not in God. Esther's comfort was trusting that God would not allow her to perish by going to the king, because she knew what the law. She knew what the laws were. Who was she to go into here and ask for that? And then to come out with that? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, when you were talking about the pedicure, the thing, it's a process. And the first thing in the process, you're submitting yourself and waiting. You are submitting yourself. You have no control over what they're doing in the process of where your foot is soaking. So that's trusting the process.
That's
not saying a word. That's being still in God and trusting. You were talking about, and when was the last time people lay down on their face? I'm talking lay down
for real
before God.
Shut down everything and everybody and just get in his presence.
Thank you. Yes.
Like right now, I don't even know if people still know how to get in his presence. Sure that you really know what it means to just be still and in his presence.
Oh, Jesus.
That it ain't going to take the dance. It ain't going to take the shout. I ain't got to run. You ain't got to put on no upbeat so I can get it. You ain't got to do none of that.
Thank you, Lord.
But let me hear, just as I am, just as I am, without one plea. Let me hear that. Just as I am, I could come. I come. And when I come to you, you acknowledge me. You receive me as your own.
Thank you,
Lord. And that, Father, I thank you and I worship you because of who you are.
Thank you, Father.
That I can lay before you with all my stuff. I can be naked and not ashamed before you. Because you knew me before you even placed me in my mother's womb. You knew who I was. You knew the things that I was going to encounter in life. You knew what things I would overcome. You knew what things I'd still be struggling with in this 53rd year of my life. You knew all of this about me, yet you still loved me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yet you still paid a price for me. And because of that, I don't mind cutting away the things in my life that would hinder me from giving you glory. I don't mind cutting away those things in my life that would hinder me from living out my purpose in the earth. I don't mind.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't mind.
Thank you, Lord.
I was listening to a woman, I think it was last week, who was sharing about how many years she had been without a man because she had been married, and that didn't work. And she said, for 6 years, I was alone. Not necessarily alone, but I was with no man for 6 years. And I said, well, I can relate, sis. I ain't do six, but I can relate.
Amen.
But there would have been a time in my life that I wouldn't have been able to relate.
Amen.
So if you had said I had to go 3 weeks, I would say, you crazy. But I got to a point in my walk that it didn't bother me to wait 3 years.
Thank you, Father.
I won't go lose it. I won't go lose my mind. I won't go fall back to porn. I won't go do none of those, try to plant to get you away from focusing on what God wanted to do in you. I didn't have a problem with just staying still and waiting on the Lord. to understand now the benefit of waiting. Glory to God. The benefit of waiting is that when it takes place now, there's nothing like it. Because I waited for God to do it his way.
Yes.
I cut away my flesh. I cut away my thoughts. I cut away my ideas and my plans to wait for the manifestation of what God desired for me. Whew. There were times that I was still hope. I was still. There were times that I wanted to give up in this.
Thank you.
Because of the disappointments that I faced dealing with folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for somebody this morning, your exfoliation has not taken place because you're allowing the wrong people in your ear. You can't tell everybody your vision. You can't tell everybody your dream.
That's right.
But you've been sharing with people that you thought were trusted, people that you thought were in it with you. They're not. Every time you speak to them about something God has shown you about your vision, they begin to break it down. They begin to cut it down. They begin to tear you apart, telling you you can't do what God said you could.
Mm-hmm.
Exfoliation sometimes means cutting away of people that
yes.
mean you no good.
Yes.
And
we
God
talked
placed
about
them
that
in your
pruning.
Life for a season or an assignment. Do that season, do that assignment, and keep it moving.
All right now.
But we like to hold on. We like to have that circle of influence. We like to have that network. But sometimes that net will get you tangled up.
That's right.
And keep you from moving in the things that God would have you move in.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Ah, yes, God. Mm. Yes, 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 God. Yes, God. Exfoliation is necessary. I like that. Did we hit all the questions? Glory to God. Woo! Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Did we hit all the questions, Evangelist?
I think we did.
Thank you, Lord. I like how you hit Mark 9:29 because I had updated the episode info and put Mark 9:29 in the I put Mark 9:29 there because that story really speaks to some things that have been within us that we have gone to other people with.
Oh wow! Yeah.
I just want you to pray for me. You know, I'm having this struggle and I'm going through things. And, you know, just pray with me. And they said, "Okay, girl, I'll pray with you."
Yeah.
And you find that your hair twisted tighter now than it was before you called them.
Yeah.
Because you want somebody else to fix what you need to fix internally through God. My God. You want somebody else to fix your foolishness. God said, nope.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They can't fix your foolishness, boo-boo. They can't do that. They can't do that. Because that's in you. That's because of some choices that you've made, honey. Choices that you made. And you want somebody else to fix it? No, ain't nobody else going to fix that.
Yeah.
They're not going to fix that.
Yeah.
Jesus was like, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Stop playing. Come here. Come here. He's beckoning to you this morning. He's beckoning to each of us this morning. Come here.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you. I need you to come. Come on, go with me. Let's go talk to Daddy. I'm going with you. Come on. We're going to talk to Daddy. Just sit here and let's talk to Daddy about what's going on in your life right now. Because you're experiencing pain and discomfort when you don't even have to. That stuff can be shed.
That's true.
The songwriter says, will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? You go, well, I'll say it after a while.
I say maybe. He said, but when your heart and soul say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Will you allow me to come in? Will you spend some time with me? Will you deny your flesh? Will you deny yourself of all the stuff that you've been doing that's been a hindrance to you? It's not been helping you.
Jesus.
Can you clear your call list and go on a holy hush for real? Tell me you holy hush, and then I know you still talking. Go on a holy hush for real. Can you do that? Can you get off the chat box and this line and that line? Can you get off of that stuff and spend time with Daddy so you can hear what he has to say? Let him make you feel good. Let him big you up. You don't need all that stuff in your ear from a man or a woman saying you look good, you smell good, I want to get with you, all this other. No, what is God saying to you about who you are right now? What is he sharing with you about what needs to be cut away from your life so that he can use you the way that he desires? You always hollering, I want to be used of the Lord. I want to be used to give him glory. I want to be used.
Well, exfoliate.
Cut that stuff off of you so you can be used.
That's right. Dragging all that dead stuff. How you going to expect to do some of all that dead stuff hanging on? Lord.
And you know the thing that I love about God, the thing that I love, I so love this about him. Even when we end stuff, even when we end stuff, you hear me? Even when we end stuff,
yes.
When we go to him, he'll still allow us to do a little something-something. He'll allow
a little something-something.
But it won't be the fullness of what we got inside of us.
Exactly.
Because the anointing won't flow when we carry him dead.
Exactly. So we carrying a sparkler, but we can be doing fireworks.
Boom, boom, bow, boom. Lighten up everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to laugh at that thing. And I thank God for it. I think Elder Lisa Maddox, she blessed my husband and I with tickets to go to Pork Chops and Grits Meet and Greet. Pork Chops
All right.
and Grits is a local restaurant in the Richmond area, who's moved out to Chesterfield and going through their reconstructing and will be open July, the latter part of July, after they go through their processes. Their processes so that they can open back up to the public. But they had a meet and greet last night just to keep fresh in your mind the fact that Pork Chops and Grits is still around and Pork Chops and Grits is still going to be functioning to serve the people. So as I went in, there were some vendors, and I said, oh, honey, I'm not going to go over there and look at those pocketbooks. I said, but honey, I do need some sunglasses. Honey, can I go over and look at the sunglasses? And he said, okay. So we went over, and we began to look at the glasses. And I had my back turned. I didn't really look at anybody. I just walked straight through and went back to the glasses. So I'm looking, and there was a tap on my shoulder. And I turned around, and I was like, hi. And I'm like, hey, Prophet, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. And I'm going, okay, I don't know. And they told me what ministry they were from, a Diamond in the Rough. And I was like, oh, praise God. Hey, sis, how you doing? You know, we chatted a little bit. And, you know, okay, well, God bless y'all. See you soon. I turned back around, and I'm looking. And there was another tap on my shoulder. And I turned around, and I was like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, we begin to embrace and talking, and we finished. And I turned around and looked again, and there was another tap on my shoulder. And the girl said, excuse me, you in ministry? I said, yeah. She said, I was saying to myself, I don't know who this woman is, but she done walked in this room, and she can't even shop because people are bothering her. And I said, well, you know what? I praise God for that because I walked in the room to blend. I didn't walk in the room to carry any weight, any impact, anything. I walked in the room to be a part of what God was doing there. But in that, people recognized who I was and came to me.
That's
and
right.
And said, hey. See, that's what exfoliation will do. You can walk in the room and be noticed because of what God has done through you.
That's right. You don't have to open
not
up. You know what?
Your booty out You got on 6-inch stacks. Your hair pulled up. Not because of that. Your makeup is full. Not because of that, but because of the anointing that rests on your life. You can walk in a room and be seen and heard and not say a word.
You mean tell me you didn't give them your resume? Oh, okay.
I ain't had to give them no resume.
Okay, you ain't. Oh, okay. I just want to clarify that.
I ain't had to pray a prayer. I ain't had to sing a song.
I just want to clarify that.
But
you didn't tell them what
the
kind
room.
Of stuff you done. Oh, okay.
I just walked in the room.
Okay. You tell them what prayer you prayed that
my
morning.
Husband,
okay.
He had business cards in his pocket. He's like, here's a card. Here's a card. Here's a card. I was like, yes, that's my cheerleader. I love it. But exfoliation, when you cut away the stuff, you'll be amazed at what opportunities God will present to you. Because he can trust you in it. There would have been a time that I went in there, went anywhere, and people would have seen me and not wanted to be seen near me. You hear me what I'm saying? There would have been a time that you can go to a place, and because of what they've heard or because of what they've seen, they don't want to be associated with you.
Right.
But once you exfoliate, once you get rid of that dead stuff, and as you're exfoliating, please forgive yourself as you're forgiving others and cutting that away. Also forgive yourself because the Father has forgiven you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He's forgiven you. But you've got to forgive yourself in this exfoliating process. You know what you've done. You know the choices that you've made. You know the consequences
Jesus.
That you've had to experience because of the decisions that you've made.
You said decision.
Yes.
I just got to say this. He will bring a solution or word or revelation right in your face.
Yes, he will.
And you make a decision to do something else or not to even hear it. Oh, my gosh. I might step outside for that. Okay.
Yeah. What the word
you're
say,
so
obedience
blinded.
Is better than sacrifice. You would rather sacrifice?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
obey what he said? Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather
yeah.
sacrifice? I had to share that with my sister the other day. I said, sweetie, let no voice be greater to you than the voice of God. Are you willing
That's
to
right.
run the risk of sacrificing a promotion from daddy to appease a man? Really?
Come on.
But let me help you. I heard this many years ago, because of the abuses I faced early on in life, I was promiscuous for many years and didn't care. You know, and my thing was, I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. So that's just what it was. But when I was ready to get married, God spoke and he said, I need you to purge yourself of everything you've allowed inside of you. I said, what? He said every name. He said everyone that you let inside of you cause a tie, a soul tie. And every one of those soul ties needs to be severed in order for you to be successful in the real thing.
Thank you.
Ladies, let me help you. If you're ready, if you say you're ready for a husband, you're ready to settle down, but you've not purged yourself of the soul ties of the people who you've allowed to come into you, take some time today. Do that exfoliating.
Exfoliate, yeah.
If you have to write them down, if you have to write down the name, and if you take pages or if it's two, don't even matter.
Read and the men
yourself.
Do it too. Men
yes.
do it too. Exfoliate the women.
Purge yourself of those soul ties so that when the real thing shows up, you'll be able to recognize it. Because if you don't, all you do with the real one is
Thank
to begin to compare it with some old stuff. Oh, he don't do it like that. He don't touch me like that. He don't kiss me like that. Oh, she don't do me like that. Stop. Purge yourself of all of that. Exfoliate that mindset. so that you can accept the true relationship that God has for you, if that's what you want. If you want to keep playing games, you keep playing games. That's all I'm going to say. If that's what you want to do. If you want to keep playing, just go ahead and keep playing. But if you're ready to be that who God desires you to be in relationship, then do that.
Totally.
Do that process for yourself.
Thank you.
Cut all those ties. All of them. Not just some. Because you think about that one that was real good. Yeah, cut that one too.
Jesus. Help, Lord.
Cut that one too.
Thank
you,
Lord.
So that when their names show up on the caller ID, when they're calling your phone at 11:30 and you know they really want a booty call, you can hit in. It don't even move you. It don't even move you.
Father, thank you.
It don't even move you.
Thank you, Lord.
Here at the Empowerment Place, it's our desire and our focus. It really is to minister to those who have been neglected, abused, abandoned, whatever the case may be. Empowerment Place is here to share with you relevant kingdom keys, principles, and laws. We even share with you our life experiences so that you won't have to bump your head the way that we did. Why? Because we're overcomers. We're overcomers. We are overcomers.
Yes, well done.
We have been empowered through process. We have been empowered to be able to empower others. So when we're talking about exfoliation being necessary today, trust and believe. We've exfoliated and need to exfoliate again along with you.
Yes.
Because we are being regenerated. Even as our skin is regenerating each month, we are being regenerated in our spirit so that we are fine-tuned to the voice of God, so that we're in constant alignment with his plan for our lives.
Thank you,
and I'm grateful, Evangelist Hope, for this word today, for this topic today, that we were able to empower God's people, those who have an ear to
hear
and desire change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you
want to pray us out? Well, let me just share too. Next Sunday is Father's Day. Amen. I'm going to give
Amen.
Evangelist a break, and my husband will come, and we're soliciting some other men to come and share about fatherhood.
Thank you, Lord.
What does it mean to be a father? Not just a sperm donor, but what does it mean to be a father?
Thank you, Lord.
What does it mean to be a father? So, Evangelist, you want to close us out? Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Lord God, for explaining to us how if we exfoliate, Lord God, and get rid of our old selves, Father God, if we would just humble ourselves, Lord God, and submit to you, Father God, that you will make us new, a new creature, Lord God, a new creature with purpose, Lord God, a new creature in design, Lord God, that you have set forth as the beginning of time, Lord God, and what it is that you want us to do, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for it. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a chance, Lord God, to start right now to exfoliate and to move forward, Lord God, in your love and in your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listeners, every day, please do something to empower yourself. If there's no more than to learn a new word, listen to a new song, do something to strengthen yourself every day, to empower yourself every day. And once you've been empowered, realizing that you're the key to your own empowerment, we want you to then take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you. God bless you. Until next time, have a great week.